Hello, Lynn Russell.
Is this Lynn Russell?
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, this is Charlie. How's it going?
Well, it's going all right. What's up?
What's going on? My onboarding team tried to reach out to you so that way we can get you on that first page of Google.
Yeah, that girl, she's trying to double talk me. I didn't like her. I told her I didn't like her.
Oh, what was going on with her?
She basically was trying to jam stuff down my throat that I don't want to do.
Okay. Can you explain it to me?
She wasn't listening to me. She didn't give a shit. She said, no, this is it, and that's the way, you know. And it's like, no, wait a minute. You've got to start telling me the truth, girl. And she just kept doing it. And it's like, no. I said, you know what? I said, I don't like you. I said, tell Charlie, call me.
Okay. Let me read some of this notes really quickly here for you.
The problem with it, Charlie, is... And I tried to explain it to her, too. You know, I said, listen, this is my money, period.
Yes.
We got to start there. It's my money. I don't need your services. I said, I'm doing fine without them. Yes, I would like to try your services to see if I can do any better, but I don't need them. She wasn't hearing none of the shit. She was just trying to make the sale or whatever, you know, and I don't want to hear that crap. You know, I told her that too. I said, listen, I want the truth. I want you to tell me the truth. What started it was I said, you're telling me that I would be on the front page of Google. Okay, that's fine. Do I stay on the front page? Well, then she started speaking with a forked tongue. I said, don't tell me nothing, none of that stuff. I said, I want to know, eventually, do I get moved down? Well, over time, and we can't have everybody on the front, but, you know, and it just went on and on. And on. She wasn't hearing me.
Right.
I said, you're not listening to me. And she really pissed me off. And it's like, I said, no. I said, I don't like you. I said, tell Charlie to call me. So I apologize. No, so you don't have to apologize. The thing is, Charlie, is, you know, this whole thing with me anyways is it's very, very, I'm very skeptical, okay? I've been around a while, you know. I've been around a little while, you know. I'm pretty old. I've been around a while. I heard all the bullshit lines and everything you could hear in business. So I've been around a while, and I got some young girl on here trying to double talk. It's like, girl, you don't get it, girl. I've been around a while. You know, you're not talking to a 22-year-old here.
Right.
And it just pissed me off. So, but I need facts. You know what I mean? I need the truth out of somebody. It wasn't her, though. I can tell you that.
Right.
So.
Okay. What are some of the facts you need? You can ask. I'll answer your question.
Talk to me bluntly. Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the front page of Google, you know, and then she's trying to tell me that I couldn't use Lynn Russell Construction and Plumbing. Why don't we just use Lynn Russell Plumbing? No, I said that's defeating the purpose. Well, it's only for a domain thing or something. And then she's talking about a website and a domain. I said, what the hell are you talking about, girl?
Yeah.
You know, I said, it's exactly what I don't want. I don't want to be put into a category. My name only shows up when someone types in the word plumbing or something. You know, I do construction and plumbing. I do multiple things. I do tile. I do, you know, all kinds of shit. And she wasn't hearing it. She wasn't listening to what, she didn't care. She was just trying to sell me, you know, you need this. No, you're not listening to me, girl. And she pissed me off. So.
Yeah.
I
don't know why she asked you about a domain name, because I put in here that you weren't going to get a website. So I don't know why she was talking about a domain name with you or anything like that, because me and you didn't talk about getting you a website. We just talked about getting you on the first page of Google. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm talking about, Charlie. She wasn't listening to me. You know,
okay.
And when you're not listening, things go wrong. And I know that. I've been around a while. Things go wrong when the person is trying to over-talk you, you know, I know to back away because it's not working. And that's what she was doing. She was trying to over-talk me, and she wasn't listening. And I even stopped. I had to pause. She said, "Are you there?" I said, "Yeah, I'm trying to get my blood pressure back down, you know." But that's how ridiculous it got. You know, it was terrible.
I'm sorry that you had that experience.
Well, it's not your fault. I'm just saying she's not a person to use to go through that. I don't know if she's part owner or who or whatever, whoever the hell she is, but she needs a lot more training, a lot more training.
I understand.
You know,
I mean, she's not part owner. She was just, she's our onboarding girl here that's just supposed to get the information for you so that way we can make sure you populate for plumbing and construction jobs in your area.
Yeah, she's not qualified to do what she's doing. I can tell you that. And I know from experience. She's not qualified. So you might want to keep that in the back of your head or bring it up in the next meeting you have with your coworkers or whatever. But I want to know the truth. I don't want to, I don't want to need her twisting shit around and saying wording that's not, you know, all that is smoke and mirrors. I don't need none of that crap. You know, I want to know facts. It's my money.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's not a ton of money, but it adds up, you know, and
it
over
does.
A 12-month period. $250 a month is a lot of damn money, and it adds up. But
agreed.
If I can't get on there what I'm looking for to get on there, then I don't need to do it. You see what
right.
I mean?
I see what you mean. Yes, yes.
I can't, I can't, you know, well, you need this for your website, and then they'll go to this place. It's like, no, people don't do that shit no more. You know, this is 2023. People want, I said, it's just like I told you the other day, you know, I need, look up my name or whatever under that category or whatever and call the phone number, period. It's that simple. It really is.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
It really is that simple. And she was making a mountain out of a molehill. It's like, I don't need none of this crap, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell's, I don't even what's going on now because I'm not, you know, I did tell her though, I did tell her on the phone I don't like her.
Okay.
I said, I don't like you. I told her right on the phone, I don't care. I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
I don't
I
care.
Get you.
Don't double talk me. I'm not a kid. I'm not a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
so.
Understood. So what's the question that you had for her that she couldn't answer for you? Because, you know, when I talked to you, I set you on a straight, narrow path on everything on what we talked about. You know what I mean?
Somehow she was beating around the bush when we got onto the subject of will I stay on the front page of Google? That's when it started. Then she started beating me around the bush. I said, am I going to be in the same place on the front page of Google next June? Well, then she started, you know, just beating around the bush, and I knew it wasn't going to happen, you know. So now we have to come up with something different or something. I don't know because I don't want my name in 5 billion other names and I'll pull one out of a hat. You know what I mean? I want to at least try to think that I have an advantage somehow to make the phone ring. I mean, that's the purpose of making the phone ring, you know? Did this customer have to call 400 people before he got to me and then I finally answered the phone? People don't do that shit today. They don't care. But I she was, basically, in a roundabout way, she was telling me no, that I wasn't going to stay on wherever, you know.
On the first page of Google?
Right. Basically, she was hitting all around and beating around the bush and telling me that it's not going to happen over a period of time. I said, because listen, I know you guys are selling eggs. All right, I get it. That's your business. Okay, that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. But
right. How
many more thousands of people in the next 6 months or a year that you're going to say that can be on the front page? Not everybody can be on the front page or whatever. So, talk the goddamn truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I get bumped over time? Do I get, you see what I'm saying? Do I have to come up with more money in six more months or, to stay where I'm at now? You know, it's like a category thing, you know? It's just like my ads in the paper that I advertise in the local papers, okay?
Right.
It took me 10 years to get my name first in that category.
Right.
Because it goes on seniority.
Right.
It took me 10 years to get my name in the top of my categories in my local papers. Okay? And I worked my way through that, and that's fine. And now I am. I'm in three categories in the paper, and I'm first. Only because I've been doing it for 10 years. Charlie, I want something that works. If it works, I'm going to stick with it. Okay?
Right.
It's just like my paper advertising. I've been advertising in that paper for over 20 years.
Wow.
That's how faithful I am. I have the same phone service for 25 years. I'm very, very faithful type person. But I don't need some young punk woman or even guy trying to blow smoke up my ass. I don't want no parts of it. I'm too goddamn old. You know?
Yeah.
I don't need this bullshit. Tell me the truth. Tell me up front. Tell me the truth. I want to know. You know?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at with this.
Yeah. No, the truth is that you wouldn't have to pay extra money for the services that we offer here. That's not how it works here. You would only pay the $249. Okay, now it's our job to keep you on that front page. So yes, we would keep you on that front page. Now to promise you a top first spot, nobody can promise you that. That's unethical for us to promise you that, because then I'd just be lying to you and I don't want to do that.
That's what I was trying to get out of her.
Yeah, but on that first page, you would be able to stay on there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that's what I was trying to get out of her. Tell me the truth, girl. You know, tell me the goddamn truth. I'm not stupid, you know? I'm computer illiterate. I get it, and I admit it. But I'm not stupid, you know?
Right. And I apologize for the experience, because I know you say I shouldn't have to apologize for her, but we're coworkers here, so, you know, this is my, you know, I work for this company here.
I wouldn't apologize for her.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm not that nice.
I get you.
You haven't been in business long enough, because you're going to end up being not so nice either over time. The public's a real bitch to do. Oh no! Hey, I want to tell you something, Charlie.
Gotcha.
I used to be a super, super nice guy, but I'll tell you what, anymore, I don't take no shit from no customer, none. It's just, I go up to people's doors and they say, well, you have to take off your shoes. And I just look at them, I say, you have the wrong guy. And I turn around and leave. And they say, I take no shit from no one. So, you know.
I think you're pretty nice, to be honest.
Well,
I haven't had a problem with you.
I look at it like this. You live in your house. It's not a goddamn museum.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
The funnier part is I'll get a customer that does that, and then there's a dog in the background. There ain't nothing more in a house with dog hair. I mean, Jesus Christ, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take off your
no,
shoes.
I get you.
The last
I get you.
I have one funnier though. I have one funnier than that though, Charlie.
Let me hear
the
it.
Last
Let me
one
hear
I did. I said to Alexa, she said you have to take off your shoes. And I looked at her and I said, no, I don't want to get my socks dirty.
You're funny. You're funny.
That's rude, but you know what? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the point, though. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't want no smoke and mirrors. I want the truth.
Gotcha.
I want facts. I want
yeah.
to know things. I'm a very, very faithful, loyal, customer-type person because I've been doing this forever. But I don't need some 20-year-old blowing smoke up my ass. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I need you to get me somebody that can do what, you know, start telling me the truth.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a request in for somebody different so that way we can get you somebody to do the onboarding with you. And then that way, like I said, we can get this ball rolling for you. I've shot you a straight shot, you know, ever since we started talking. So I don't know, even like I said, I don't even know why they were talking about a domain name because we're not setting up a website for you here. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's why I said, you're confusing me.
Yeah.
You know, I told her that too. I said, you're confusing me. What are you talking? You know, I don't know. Like I said, I admit it, I am illiterate when it comes to this kind of technology stuff, but you know, that's your job to make my phone ring, you know? So. Whatever you got to do, let me know. Keep me posted.
Okay. So what I'll do here is, Lynn, what's a good time to do the onboarding call? Do you have time tomorrow or do you have time Friday?
I never know, Charlie. I never know because I'm a businessman. I still do my own work. I still do the work.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So
you do.
It's kind of a hit. Miss.
Kind of like
I don't
hit
sit in the office all day, y'all. I'm going
yeah.
to do the damn job.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps
okay.
me healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 70-year-old, you know, go out and do wrenching all day long, you know? So.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah,
I mean,
tomorrow's not bad because I'm just dealing with an electrician tomorrow, but he's doing the work, so I can probably, you know, if you can find somebody that's honest and will talk to me and explain to them what you want, you know
yeah.
what I mean? What you told me, what you want, and then not what they want to sell me or give me. You know, the whole conversation was with me and you.
Right.
So.
Right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a request in here for 3 p.m. Does that work for you? And then, you know, if you want to reschedule, we could always reschedule it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the higher ups here to see, who we can get, that can get this done with you for this onboarding call. That way we can get this ball rolling here for you. Does 3 p.m., I know you don't know, but does that kind of, would you be able to answer your phone around that time?
Is it 3 p.m. my time or 3 p.m. your time?
3 p.m. your time.
My time.
Yes, sir. Or would you rather have it later?
Later, 4 or this is a good time. 6 or 7 in the evening for me is better.
Oh, okay, perfect. So
then let's do
6 o'clock.
I am back out of the field, you know, and I'm here, and I can take the time to,
okay.
you know, tell your coworkers I don't like them. You know, I can take time to do that.
Okay. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up for 6 p.m. We're going to call you tomorrow at 6 p.m. That way we can get this all straightened out and we can get your onboarding call done. They're going to walk you through
that
TNC. I won't. I'm going to talk to the higher ups here, higher up managers and see what we can do. And then we're going to give you a call around the 6 p.m. marker. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do business with you guys, and I want
yeah.
to try this. I mean, I need honest people. I need people
honest.
That's going to work with me and be honest. You know, there's no reason to be dishonest I mean, there's a lot of dishonest businesses out there, but I'm not one of them. You know, I'm a very, very honest person. That's why I use my own name. You know,
yeah.
I don't use a fictitious name. I use my own name, you know. So,
right.
And it's like I explain to my customers, I say, hey, look, I live in the same neighborhood you live in. I shop in the same stores you people shop in, you know. I'm
right.
not going to go out here and damage myself, you know.
Right, exactly.
So, all right. Let me know.
I agree. We'll call you. I'm going to set it up, and then we're going to call you tomorrow around 6. Okay, Lynn?
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, buddy. I'll
appreciate
talk to you then, okay? No problem. All right. Have
you.
A good night, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.